This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back and this hour, the third hour on Tuesday and Friday, we have John W. Spring here, one of our major co-hosts. John W., we have an article. I have another letter to POTUS. We haven't had any direct contact with POTUS by Secure Audio Line. We have had signatures back from him. The last one I think I remember is back in the fall of 2019. We haven't had any this spring so far. What we're having right now is Donald Trump is surrounded by globalists, idiots, and plain rhino devils, okay? Just like the demon rats. And what we have is a problem is he's starting to wake up, but it's a little late. He didn't wake up into the danger of Antifa. It should have been 3 years ago. He is waking up to the idea that the media should have been called several years ago, long before the elections, to actually not be able to manipulate the elections because they're trying to destroy Trump's reputation. He's also making mistakes. I mean, he made a mistake to think that he could work out a deal with China, which is a very big mistake. He should have actually started to remove them from the World Trade Organization, which should have been done now this week, and to get them completely banned the WHO and say we need to reform it because the WHO is basically a channel of the communists and the globalists. We have to also start chilling not only the people in communist China and getting them the hell out of the country, but all the globalists inside our country, including inside the intel agencies Clapper and Brennan and other people, right up to Barack Obama. I believe that Barack Obama should be the first president to be put in prison after his term because of what he did in transition to the next presidency. But we have a situation now where we have three groups of people. People are validly protesting this man. By the way, he did have fentanyl and toxic drugs in his system, so he's not behaving normally. He was killed by the police who were using excessive violence. And this policeman that did this had, I think, 11 previous citations causing him to have complaints, and his colleagues didn't stop him. So it wasn't just the killer. His colleagues should have stopped him and said, hey, you can't do that. You can't lean on somebody's neck with your hand free and choke the guy to death, okay? That's what he did. Now, when somebody has cuffs on, they're not going anywhere. I don't care how big they are. So that's valid. The problem is once the protests have happened, what we need is a change in law. We don't have a racial problem in this country to say of, but we have a higher proportion of people that are black or involved with minorities or involved with crime. And the reason is because they don't have daddies. The social network program 60 years ago under the president in the 1960s actually changed things to get rid of fathers. The black male, when they're exposed to no fathers and have poor diet and et cetera, they're going to become violent, just like they had to survive genetically in Africa. Their genetics are activated to turn them into violent beasts. And so they're more likely to actually have violent behavior than the person that's white. Now, I'm not saying it's racial. It's genetic and environmental. But you have an excessive response on the part of the police, too, and they should not be using lethal weapons. They're shooting a whole range of non-lethal weapons, whether it's LRAD cans, pepper spray, ray guns, and other technology like things that can paralyze people without killing them. And they should do that pretty quickly. And then people, when they are charged, they don't go really to a kind of a prison. They go to a mental re-education institution. We have to understand that people have abnormal brains. They're not normal. People are doing these violent things like even raiding after the Antifa do their terrorism and robbing stores even though they get the wrong size or steal jewelry. They're not going to wear the jewelry. They may not even be able to fence it properly. We're dealing with people who basically don't know why the hell they're doing it and are doing it just because they're frustrated with lockdowns or poverty or no hope because they don't belong to a church group that gives them any sense of hope, because the churches nowadays in this country are pretty well dead. There's no spiritual life in these churches. Otherwise, it would have shut up and told the president and all the other people, we're not going to lockdown. We're going to open up our churches. To hell with you. If you want to bring the police in and say you can remove half or three-quarters of the congregation, we're going to stop you at the door. Okay? But we don't. And because we tolerate this 100 years ago, the church didn't. 100 years ago, the church didn't tolerate lockdown. It didn't happen. We have a problem right now with a country where passivity is the way. And the younger people now are more and more like lemmings. They're more willing to think that they know stuff that seniors, they've gone to hell of life, should know, and they don't want to accept it. It says in the fourth commandment of the Bible, honor your father and your mother that your days be prolonged. I don't think young people that are, say, between 30, 35 and say, or less, respect people above their age group to understand that we know things. Now, of course, a lot of the seniors in that age group are pretty passive. They've made mistakes and are gutless. I'm not. I'm one of the non-gutless elderly. How's that? And I want people to understand that we have a situation in our country where we are our country's dying. They want to speed the death because the New World Order can't have a strong Christian, believing constitutional, strong republic with a constitutional democratic representation. They want us to be absorbed into a global elite, into a communist, totalitarian, socialist thing where we become basically cyborgs in the matrix. We've become Trumanized. We've become members of Jumanji video game called the World Game, run by the Draco Reptilians. Transdimensional entities are managing our world elite, like the video game, like the game, the show Truman, only the whole world is the Truman Zone. How's that? So that's what we're going on, people. People say, oh, no, that's not happening. I said, you're a moron. Evil is taking over our world. It's extra-dimensional and transgalactic and constitutionally asymmetric. I don't care whether you call it communism, globalism, whatever. George Soros and the people that support him, the Democratic Party like Nancy Pelosi, these Satanists and so on, like, you know, that work with them, including Barack Obama, they're no different. I don't care what label you put on it. They want totalitarian, demonic control. They want to kill most of us, and they want to control the rest of us. This is not a theory anymore. It's right in your face, and you don't have to believe me. If I was dead tomorrow, you still have to face the truth of this, whether I'm here or not, okay? So, you know, really what I want people to do is now shut up and listen, pray, and whatever portion of truth you get, because you're not going to absorb it all right now, it's not going to happen at once, then act on it. Don't say, you know, get out of the big cities like we talked about this yesterday with John Moore. Get yourself prepped up. Get ready. But I think we need to pray for Donald Trump. He's moving in the right direction, but awfully late. And I'm hoping that we will not have an election of Democrats, either in the Senate or Congress or the presidency. If the presidency is taken over by Democrats, it's the end of America. It's the end of much of the human race. And the rest of us will be enslaved in a global matrix. Cybernetically turned into cyborgs with chips put in us, tractors. And actually, if they can, they interface with our DNA, even our cortex and our thought patterns, so Minority Report really happens. So let's go through your letter. I'm going to start reading it here. Dear friends, this is just 8 hours ago, by the way. My apologies for sending out so many emails to you. This is the one, by the way, to all of your friends, I guess, people you have on your list. Many of them express concerns in uncharted waters. We may later discover that some of the ideas were wrong, but it may take over a year. In some cases, but before the truth is finally revealed to us. As I would say to many college students during our first day in class, I will be making at least some mistakes each hour, but if you are not paying close attention, you will never know the difference or become aware. Ha ha, you're a funny guy. While some geopolitical analysts may live rather dull lives, as you will discover in the following letter to the president, mine has rather been exciting at times to the extent that sometimes I may envy those who have a rather mundane existence. Although it may be not be of interest for you, the following has been a significant part of my life with kindest regards, and that's your name. My life related to the geopolitical activity. We're going to read this to the president. My scoutmaster, Thurston H. Jackson, Jr., developed the technology that caused the launch of the recent spacecraft at Cape Kennedy, but only recently did I become aware that Jim Thorpe was my first PE instructor. Isn't that interesting, eh?
Yes.
That's interesting. Although I advised President John F. Kennedy to consider a U.S. naval blockade of Cuba due to Soviet military buildup on that island in 1961, also providing him with the analytical reports on deployment of new Soviet nuclear missiles to Pindar del Rio province a year before the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, and nominated by U.S. Senator Barry Goldwater, chairman of the U.S. Senate Committee Intelligence Committee, presidential personnel at the White House did not select me to become an assistant to the president and National Security Advisor. Officials in Havana, Cuba, Managua, or Moscow thought I was important enough to order a hit on my life during 1983 while driving southbound on I-5 freeway, while a driver from behind took out a rocket launch and aimed it directly at me. This is, I think, in Los Angeles, wasn't it?
Yeah, in Orange County.
Again, I have been involved in Orange County. I have been involved in other geopolitical activities before and after the Cuban Missile Crisis, which also became part of the modern history during the 20th century. In spite of my regional specialty of being the area surrounding the South China Sea and Southern Asia, I was able to adapt to situations in other realms of the world. I can now reveal intelligence information crises threaten our nation. So please make arrangements for me to be able to speak directly with you on a secure line very soon. Now, basically, we've been begging Trump for over 3 years to talk to you. You're the primary person. He needs to talk to me as well. I have information. The way I discovered, by the way, the Laurentian Island issue was I was sitting at my desk and God said, I want you to pray. I prayed, and all of a sudden he gave me a standing vision of Russian nuclear submarines tunneling to sidewalls of the very deep Orinoco River, and then also hypersonic cruise missile launchers in the north of Venezuela and Laurentian Island. So I later did research for a few months, and I said, you know, John, I think I have proof that they're Russians did the same thing as they did during in Nicaragua and they did in Cuba. And you came back after several months and said, my God, Neil, you're not a liar. I was saying, oh, my gosh. So it was like playing the game Keno, all three balls fell, and we knew we were on track of something very, very significant. We've had a response from Trump, but not full declaration that we have a problem. Yeah, we need to find out. Trump needs to talk to you, number one, and me, number two. How's that? In a moment. AJ.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. At NutriMedical.com.
come back, and let's pull up a couple of little pictures here. I think I'm going to pull up some pictures of some people to get an idea of who they are, for example. One of the ones I want to expand here, I think, is a picture of Trump. And you can see he has, like, on this picture, you see a halo around him. The man, although he was raised with his father, was a Scottish Rite Mason. The man, otherwise, you can tell he has a good heart. He's pro-life. He's pro-religious freedom, pro-constitutional democracy. And, of course, he's put as a doorstop against the New World Order and the evil presidency of Barack Obama, which tried to destroy him with the things of going after various people in his group, including Mr. Flynn. What we have the situation here, and I want people to come and see the big grand picture and also see where this is all going. The grand picture is we're in a galactic and a spiritual war. The galactic war is planetary and exoplanetary and transdimensional evil has invaded Earth and been affecting Earth for tens of thousands of years. There's nothing new. We have a battle between the sons of light and darkness. This is a spiritual battle like it is in Thessalonians. It's a battle against constitutional republics and the idea that we have got our rights from an individual to the creator God, and we delegate our politicians to order and to do our work. For example, if you want to think of it, President Trump or any world leader in any party is actually our servant and should be a servant to the Most High God because we have the rights and we delegate jobs to be done by these politicians. They're not our dictators. Some of these politicians think they're dictators, like Half Whitmore in Michigan and Governor Newsom here in California. These people are evil. Evil meaning the absence of good, not the opposite of good. These people have absent any common decency, humanity, and even connection to the higher God, the God of the universe. And what we have right now is I think Trump may be our doorstop to give us a period of grace for America to repent. To repent and not only return to file pro se litigant actions, not just protests. To repent deciding to prep up and get out of the big ugly cities. To prep up and make sure that we don't have balkanization of different racial groups. We provide affordable health care, good food, and good housing to everybody without going to the communist regime. The idea of also, doing a surgical excision of evil government and evil people, including the communist regime. And I know how to do an asymmetric extraction of communist China, and I can give some of the details here after your comments. But we're dealing with something that is literally the end of the age. This is the end of the secular age. God brought prophets at the beginning of his age, 12, and he brought 12 at the end. That's us. We're part of that final 12. And every believer is going to hear from God. They're going to have dreams and visions from God. But he brings the leaders to actually have clear vision of where we have to go in order for us to survive with our mana truck of health, geopolitical and spiritual truth, so we will have America become the lead nation, along with the restored and repentant Israel. It's a real hell. Turning back toward God with people like Pastor Zev Surratt, whose fathers and grandfathers were, what we call rabbis, were an apostate. He's not apostate. He actually believes that God incarnated in flesh as Yeshua, and he's a true believing, a messianic pastor. So the two houses of Israel are being restored, Ephraim, which I call Ephraimerica, and the other nations that are called the Five Eyes, which includes Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and Britain. These nations are apostate. These nations were the Ephraimic nations that were cast off into the Medo-Persian Empire. They didn't kill them. They ripped away their books and sent them thousands of miles away, just like the Russians did when they took over their empire. They didn't kill all these people. They moved them from one area of their giant empire to another area and stripped away their heritage and their language and their other things. This is what the Chinese did when they took over. They took over 8 different languages and groups of people, ripped away their language and their culture, and made them communists. This needs to end, and hopefully this crisis may allow us to put an end to communism, totalitarianism, and Luciferic Satanism, whatever form or label we want to put on it, whether they call it communism, globalism, whatever. But I believe that Donald Trump, if he turns, is going to, number one, end Antifa and all his groups. He's going to end the social media, literally sanctioning people like me, like taking away my live stream and Vimeo and Spotify, and other things to damage my ability to get information out of the people and other people like yourself, John, because I'm a good platform. I provide you a platform and many other calls to get the truth out to people like John Moore, Gary Richard Arnold, and others. These are all believers. We're in the right now the birth pangs. But I believe the tribulation, the actual formal tribulation, as it talks about the Bible, may start as early as this fall. If we move to a state of totalitarianism, which may happen because of vaccines and another surge of cases, Because the virus by itself is going away. We see that cases in Florida and Texas are disappearing. There's not a big surge like you talk. Oh, it's going to be a big surge. It didn't happen, did it? It only happened if they started vaccinating the population and creating a new plague of new versions of the virus.
Yes.
Carried by exosomes. Virus itself can't infect anybody. Virus can't do a damn thing unless it's in a virus bus called an exosome. 500 nanomolecular particle given from a human who is vaccinated, okay? The vaccine started the plague. The vaccine of a rat biting a human in the Middle Ages in the 14th century came to the Black Death. You got to think of it as a rat being like a giant rat shaped needle, transferring its blood and mixing with human blood, creating a new recombinant virus and pathogen that would actually cause the exosomes from that person, their stool and their fecal matter and their breathing components in their body tissues as they deteriorate and die, actually spreading the plague as rats eat their flesh and tissues. Because the economic collapse occurred earlier, were the best grounds to lay the groundwork for the Black Death. People have to understand, we're basically in a regime right now where the powers that be do not want the human race to transition. As I mentioned in the show, I did an hour and a half this morning on Wendy's show, Project Camelot, for an hour and a half this morning. And I explained a lot of this. I did a few weeks ago. I'll get those videos up as well from the audio of that. But you have to understand what our destiny is. Our destiny is to become the bride of the Most High God. That means the human race, once we're saved to become an empathic organism, will, in this realm of time-space, be co-equal with the Creator, because His spirit and our soul, as a collective human race, will fuse, will be one being. Just like a husband and wife, when you talk about our sacred, when God looks on us, He doesn't look at a husband and wife, He looks at one being with two, if you want to call it, creatures inside that being. A husband and wife is not a separate being. It's one spiritual creature. Did you know that? That's the only thing sacred, not the church, but the family. And we are His family. We're His bride. Being coming out of the birth pangs of this mess right now, we're going to emerge as a galactic civilization spread to tens of thousands of worlds with extended lifespan, the spiritual wisdom to follow and do God's will only and not our own ideas. That's the definition of evil, doing what is right in our own eyes, good and evil. That's where we're at. We have all these politicians, all these media. I mean, they make attacks on Trump's tweets, but they don't talk about the violence and the craziness of the attacks on stores, people's homes, people where black and Hispanic and other people live. This is an obscene thing. And in fact, I have very little tolerance to watching the news and seeing my fellow Americans that are acting like wild animals with a cortical destructive disease like, kuru or rabies, where they're really coming decorticate. We're seeing a decorticate population that has no hope, no sense, no destiny, and can decide to have no future. They're all suicidally like lemmings jumping over the cliff. We want to give them hope again. We want to make them know that God loves them. We want to make them know that they have
our... So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
United States Park Police officials are defending themselves from charges that they fired tear gas at protesters outside of the White House and deny that they dispersed a demonstration just so that President Trump could walk from the White House across to the historic St. John's Church. Speaking on a local radio station in Washington, D.C., the park police are saying that the protests were far from peaceful and demonstrators were hurling bottles and rocks at members of law enforcement. Regarding President Trump making that walk to the church, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz says it was the right thing to do.
I'm glad the president went to St. John's Church. That's an historic church in our nation's capital city that arsonists and vandals had firebombed. And it was strong and powerful for the president to go there and say, we will not be cowed.
The Dow closed up 268 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. A professor at the University of Alabama is instructing protesters as to how to successfully pull down monuments. USA Radio Network's John Clements has the details.
Egyptologist Sarah Persak specializes in ancient architecture. It has gone on Twitter with instructions to protesters about the proper way to destroy monuments during the protest over the death of George Floyd. I spoke to reporter Alex Hoyer of the Washington Times, who first told us about the professor's advice on destroying an obelisk.
She was instructing and even drew a diagram in one of her tweets about how different ropes could be used to pull in different directions. And so she then, in all caps, said, you know, don't topple the Washington Monument, which I'm wondering if she's ever seen it because it is quite large.
The Congressional Budget Office is projecting the country will lose nearly $16 trillion in GDP over the next decade due to the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The cross, by the way, of one of his ancestors in the Middle Ages that led the Crusades against Islam taking over Jerusalem. We need to see that again. We need to see Trump completely fully get away from the globalists around him, completely listen to you and have a secure line to talk to you and my other co-hosts and myself. And we can provide him information. We can provide information, for example, to secure our, not only our cities and towns, but our legal system. To change the education system so everybody by middle school, even before they go off to a trade or whatever, has a pro-state litigant type treating course. We need to make sure that people realize that no matter what your skin color, everybody deserves to be able to have affordable health care, affordable supplements, and health care savings accounts so it's a complete write-off. We need a system set up so that we don't force businesses to raise wages, chop them up so people can afford to live and have decent income and decent food. Don't have to live in the palace, but we have to make sure that people can have it affordable. We don't want communism and top-down control where they kill seniors because they have death panels. That's why I call it Obamacare, which yeah. Obama tried to set up. We have to understand that we need to have responsibility for people around the world, including plagues. When a plague happens, we need to take care of people in Ecuador and India and elsewhere. We need to be realized that we're one organism. We may think we're in separate countries, and we have to maintain those countries, but we're like different organs in a body. And America is like the heart of the world, if you want to call it the heart and then the brains, okay? We've invented more of the 21st century weapons and technologies than anybody else, and we can use it for good or evil. But America, if it goes down the wrong way, because we have globalism and want totalitarianism, it's only a tiny fraction. They're like a snake in the garden. We decide to let the snake live in his little hutch in the garden rather than killing it. I think, personally, I would do asymmetric warfare, and I'm going to tell you what I would do with China. Number one, I'd hit it with asymmetric weapons, including space weapons and drones. I would terminate all the communist Chinese. I would kill them on their spot. I wouldn't negotiate with them anymore. I would cut them out of World Trade Organization. I would release the people to have their own open elections and get rid of the United Nations and get rid of the World Health Organization, reform a new body that basically believes in God first and people second. If God isn't put first, the first three commandments of the Constitution, of which is the commandments are given by God, and the fourth commandment is to honor their father and mother. People like you and I that have wisdom, if young people in society doesn't honor wisdom, it ends up dying. Even the ancient high priests of the ancient kingdoms that lived for many centuries, the high priests were on one level higher than even the warrior king in all these countries. You know that as a study of history.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if it's Sumer or Egypt or any ancient empire, you know, without the high priests that have the wisdom, the warrior king would always result in the destruction of the empire. And the problem is we have bad advisors that are basically animals that are using political know-how to way to the top. They're like scum. And we have the scum that are demonically energized, high-level satanic maniacs that want to destroy the human race and destroy the proper rule of law. And the rule of law requires we as active citizens become the active members as pro-state litigants, because we shouldn't tolerate this stuff. We shouldn't tolerate churches closing down or social distancing. We shouldn't tolerate the idea of forced vaccination or the idea that kids aren't vaccinated, they can't go to school. So I want to hear your comments. I mean, literally, you and I and my co-hosts have a solution for every problem Trump and the world is exposed to. Every single one. Our God is God. He tells his witnesses and his prophets exactly what his ideas are, not ours, and what we have to do to follow his will, which is to sanctify, to glorify, and to gift the human race things that will make it live long and prosper in his will. And unfortunately, we've deviated from that. And America has lost our way to some extent. And I see Trump as partly coming back, but a little slow. Now he's declared Antifa and these other organizations. My guess, they all need to go to jail. A lot of these people need to go to parole tribunals. Many of them should be executed in the firing squad publicly, so you can see it on video. We need to understand that people that do crimes like this, you know, some of them are beyond forgiveness. They need to actually be taken care of. And actually, first, before I would destroy them, I'd put them through a mental institution to find out why they're evil. I'd exorcise the evil in them and praying for them, but also deal with their bad brain chemistry. These are people who are abnormal, just like the movie Young Frankenstein. When a person commits crimes, they don't have a normal brain. They don't have normal nutrition. They don't have normal neural connections. Their soul has been attached by transdimensional entities that can be dealt with. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are God-like children of God, and we can intervene and take care of this, but we don't decide to take the power and gifts we have. We were given the right to rule and reign 2,000 years ago, so we have two millennia of grace by God, but we've actually failed by most parts our gifts. 2,000 years, and now we're in the point of judgment. Circus Maximus thumbs up or down for the human race in the grand court of the eschaton, which I've been before three times, and believe me, we're getting through by the skin of our teeth. Believe me, the human race needs to repent now. Trump is one of our last hopes, because if America goes down to the toilet and circles the bowl of the black ring of Hades, we are finished as a human race, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Now, one thing that...
The whole world will fall if America falls. I mean, this is not just something like Canada or somewhere else can save us. They're not. They're not. It's America or else, period.
Yes. When you were a guest on Wendy's show, one of the things she mentions...
Yeah, your comments.
...time is the fact that so many vaccinations and shots are given to infants after they're born. I don't know what the number is now, but I think it's close to 50 different...
Right, well, they've got brain...
Yeah. Now, all young...
Some of them get many vaccines in one day. What happens is it causes brain damage, IQ damage, and fertility. It causes all kinds of problems. The light of glory inside them goes out. It damages even the astral connection between the pineal gland and the cord of living waters to your soul. They're trying to turn our human race into cyborgs and put them into the matrix. People say, oh, no, they're not trying to do that. I said, you're an idiot, and if you don't believe me, you're going to die stupid. And if you're offended by that, tough. Get with the program. Realize I'm not lying to you. I'm not trying to be nice to you. Like me. I want to tell you the truth so I can save your sorry carcass. Okay? And that's why I don't get any callers disagreeing with me on here. Some of them will say stupid comments on YouTube. It's like, excuse me, I'm not here actually to be a target for your spit or vittle or your stupid comments. I'm here to try to actually save your whore carcass like a firefighter or an EMT from heaven. See, otherwise, damn well listen to me or suffer. And the problem is right now it's no longer open to opinion. People say, well, that's your opinion. I said, really? I said, the house is on fire. You can see the roof falling in on your head, and you're not even going to get out the front door? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
It's amazing to me how people want to argue and the facts are smacking them in the face like a 2x4 hitting them in the forehead from the falling ceiling, and they don't want to believe it. It's amazing to me.
Yes. Well, this is the entire generation now demonstrating, and people need to realize these are the victims of our inoculation and vaccination programs. And as a result, as you pointed out, they have lower IQ.
Yeah, but you know, the first step is not the first step is not detoxification, raising your IQ. I have a test called the curiosity quotient and brain exercises over my, it's basically we call a decision tree I've set up over at Clay and Iron Free for anybody. They'll contact me. But what people have to understand, the first thing is raising your spiritual IQ. The only way to do good is to do God and add an extra O. Anything other than God's will is by definition evil.
Yes.
Get it, people. I don't care if it's now or a million years from now, no matter how advanced your civilization is, unless it's in God's will, it's by definition evil. And you can only sin against the Creator. You cannot sin against man, nature, the galaxies, or God knows what. Sin basically means you're not doing what God wants you to do because he's the ultimate source of wisdom, truth, glory, sacrifice, goodness. Anything other than that, by definition, is evil. Now, when you finally grasp that and you come to the humble recommendation I call like the camel crawling through the straight gate into the temple, you realize even once you get down on your knees intellectually and spiritually on your knees like the camel, you start to realize God wants to elevate you. He wants to make you his son or daughter. He wants to make you collectively part of his bride, which is in this realm of time-space equal to the Creator. But that transition is going to be painful because a lot of people are so full of ego, self-actualization, their political views, their religious views, their own idea of end times and reincarnation. They're all believing the liocracy, and it's killing them like a psychic and spiritual and geopolitical poison. Get over the poison, people. Then we can heal your body, mind, and soul. How's that?
The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional largest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Online at 871 or visit us on.
Guess what? A symbol I have up on the screen right now to symbolize where we're going. Well, let me see if you can guess.
Well,
I have the symbol of the United States Space Force, Department of the Air Force, and it shows the same symbol as the Star Trek of the Star Trek Space Force Command. People have to understand we are. And probably have been a galactic civilization. We went through an ancient galactic war. The human population on Mars was destroyed by the ancient galactic war with the Draco reptilians from the star system of Alpha Draconis. And we have to understand the evil on our planet is extra-dimensional and transgalactic. We have to understand our world leaders that are ruling us and crushing us and trying to terminate us and put us into matrix and using extra-dimensional and advanced technology are not human. We have people that are clay, people of clay and iron. That's my ministry. Clay, human, flesh, iron being transdimensional entities that are avataring our global leaders. This goes well beyond Mr. Greer, Dr. Greer, and other experts who think they're experts on ET. These people know nothing. Dr. Deagle knows everything. And I can tell you right now, our God is God. He's about to terminate these monsters. And the first step is we have to take the step of praying to God. That's number one. We have to restore constitutional republic and do pro se litigant actions. We need to start prepping up for the fact that they want to collapse the economy and they want to collapse the ecology. They've weaponized the atmosphere with nanoparticle, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum. They want to weaponize it with 5G and 6G. They're destroying the geomagnetosphere so even insects and birds can't find and navigate anymore. They're destroying our food supply. They're manipulating the weather to even cause more famines by not recognizing primary water. They're opening us up to hacks into our power grid, our air traffic controllers, and even our nuclear weapon systems. They want us to collapse our population 85-90% and want us to become cyborgs in the cellular matrix controlled by the global elite and their supercomputers, aping the omniscience and omniscience and omnipresence of the Creator God, which is completely luciferic. People say, oh no, they're not doing that. I said, well, you're not paying attention. This is no longer open to opinion now, or saying that's just Deagle, the nutball Deagle's opinion, or someone else. It's over. It's over now, people. It's an open document. They actually have to, by their religion, tell you what they're going to do. And it's completely open in Agenda 2030, Vision 2050, World Watch Institute, Council on Foreign Relations of Foreign Affairs from 1973, the 10 Zones. We have to even look at the actions of people like Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of Donald Trump, who's totally opposing Trump even on every step he takes. His own son-in-law is a wizard. People don't even know that, don't they?
That's true.
Right?
Yes. That's so true.
Get it, that his own son-in-law has an apostate daughter that believes in these things. And you have to understand, he worships Rabbi Schneerson, and of course the current people who run the state of Israel hell are the Khazars that worship the Draco Reptilians. That's why when we talked about, the whale, you know, how he was cast about the whale before the temple of Dagon in Syria. That temple is a temple for the Draco Reptilians. Do you know that? They've been running Earth for tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years or more. And they're the ancient Druids. The ancient Druids that run the Catholic Church and all the daughter churches are full of apostate ideas are basically Druids. The same as Islam and all the other religions have sections of Luciferianism. They have different brands, but they're all Luciferic. It's like a Walmart for Satan. You get 10,000 brands, but they all have approved by the Prince of Darkness. People don't get that. They don't realize that every public religion on earth has been infiltrated by Luciferianism. Every single one. Without exception. Isn't that wild?
Yes.
Not to mean portions of truth, but when you mix truth with cyanide, spiritually and technically, you destroy the humanity, you destroy hope, and you also set up people to think, well, you know, if I'm a good person, do enough good things, I can do evil too and get away with it. No, you can't. It's God's way or the highway. Period. You don't have to be a wonderful person to do a zillion things. You just have to do God's will and repent whatever you've done. Even if you're a murderer on death's row, you can repent and go to heaven because you have an eternal existence with Him. But if you do good and evil in God's eyes because you don't consult Him, you by definition are evil and have no eternity not only here on earth or in the afterlife when the body drops away. So where we are right now, and I'm showing the princes of these pictures here of these various versions of Trump, I'm praying for Trump. And I'm going to say a prayer right now. I say, we pray for you, President Trump, POTUS, that you will not become, with your Masonic Scottish right name, Apollyon Rising, with the phallic symbol before the Washington Monument and the Vatican place in Rome, but you will actually resurrect the human race to actually restore the relationship with the Creator God as the bride of God, getting ready for the marriage supper. We'll become the bridal chamber for the Creator, where we come back to a constitutional republic, where we restore people of all ages, all sex, all skin colors, that we all parts of the cells in the body of the Most High God, believing as the bride of the Creator. And when we become a galactic civilization and spread to tens of thousands of worlds, these words we've mentioned today will be scripture to them. For if they do not adhere to the truth that we say today, whether they're 10,000 or 10 million years from now, those civilizations will end, because our God sustains life, not only physical life in the universe, eternal life is only life with Him, period. And the only source of good is God. Anyone who thinks otherwise is a fool. Your comments, go ahead.
You're so correct. And meanwhile, there are some other papers that you might want to post that were sent over the weekend. But we have a situation in which basically the American people.
Let's go back to those papers and see what they look like. Let's go back and have a look at those and see if we can pull them up. I think you had one where you talked about a paper on no subject. It was back on June 1st. It was basically talking about the June 1st. That was just on Monday, I think, wasn't it?
Well, actually,
first degree murder of George.
Yes.
So that would have been like on Saturday, a couple of days before the May 31st. Our urgent need to contact the president, that's the one. Or the unwarranted death of George Floyd. You see?
Yes.
Remember now, you got to understand what's the root of a black man or a black boy who has no daddy, has got disturbed nutrition, has got her mitochondrial tendency, with her mitochondrial tendency under stress to become violent and to survive. And if you're a young black person and you don't join a gang, you're going to actually be beaten to death or killed trying to even go to school. if you have no doubt you need to restrain your behavior and you got bad behavior, your bad behavior actually allows you to survive, at least temporarily, to either die in a gang fight or end up in prison. And then you go to what's called criminal university, CU, I call it. You know,
yes.
I'll see you in criminal university when you're now ensconced in the university where they teach you how to be a really smart criminal once you get out of jail.
Yes. But
see, this is not right. Instead of fixing their brain and nutrition and improving their background and putting daddies back in the home so the fathers, black daddies, are taking care of their kids. And by the way, it's not just black. Remember now, 87 to 90-some percent of the blacks in this country have white or Hispanic or other genes in them, even, you know, Asian genes. There's no such thing as a true black person in this country pretty well. It would be a very rare thing to see someone who's entirely black, like if you go to some place in Africa. These are hybrids. They're basically most of the Americans, and in fact, in many cases, it makes them superior because they're better athletes. They're better intellectuals because they combine the best genes of both races, okay, or multiple races.
Yep.
You know, they're polyracial. People have to understand that's one of the makes. The thing that makes us superior is that if you look at the gene complexes of Americans, no matter whether you're Mongolian, black, white, or whatever, we have specific genes that make us likely to actually go outside the 20-mile limit we would have, say, two centuries ago from our home. We're more likely to try things to see if it succeeds in a strange environment. So no matter what your background genetics are, whether you're from Hong Kong or Scotland or parts of South Africa and you're black, the genetics of the people is distinct. And we need to recognize that America is exceptional because we seek to get exceptional people here. We need to get returned to exceptionalism no matter what our racial background. We don't need to basically curry to blacks or whatever. We want to make sure we have an equal playing field. We want to make sure that black children have good nutrition, they have a daddy in the home, not the state, that we have equal access to health care and good food and good health care, not toxic medicine and toxic unnecessary surgery and forced vaccines destroy their brains and make them cybots. We need to make sure the media doesn't manipulate the poor little brain with social media to pummel them with stupid ideas to commit suicide, right?
Yes, and we have people like Derek.
Your comments, John. Go ahead.
We have people like Derek Chauvin who basically should be hung or executed for the dastardly deeds, and they get out with third-degree murder.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier
kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com. Today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in
one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.